Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from Chickie and Pete.
Yes, we are.
It is Sports Talk. It is the night. It is the night. Eagles, Giants, battle for NFC East. That are you ready?
Yes.
The game, I hear you, fans.
The game, ladies and gentlemen. The game that we've all been waiting for. It is.
This is it.
First place.
This is it.
I am Stephen Wolshire.
I am Mike Yellick, your Eagles host. Your only host that brings the alacrity and the knowledge and the sense, because it's not coming from a New York bias.
It's called nonsense. That's what Eagle fans bring.
Right,
a lot of nonsense.
Right.
You know what I mean? Anyway, talk about it, man. It's beautiful to be here.
I cannot believe tonight's going to be for first place. After the start the Eagles had and the Giants, 0-2 start for both teams. Giants last week kind of, you know, turned the corner a little bit. I mean, when they barely beat the 49ers and the Eagles absolutely destroying the Saints.
That's the only game you guys have had. You guys have been horrible all year. Horrible. I mean, horrible.
The Saints also beat the 4-1 Falcons.
Right, and the Saints.
All right, there you go.
The Saints had tons of injuries. I mean, if you want to
call a Giants fan,
if you want to call that game, if you want to look at that game as being the end all be all, oh, you guys sharp, you guys are back. You're smoking some good stuff, like I usually say. Seriously, Eagles have a lot of issues. We'll see tonight. We'll see the issues. Eli will pick you apart.
Listen,
Eli will make his mistakes as well, but he will pick you apart. Should be an interesting game.
And listen, I can't wait.
I cannot wait
for this game to start. I've said it all week. I'll say it right now. I cannot wait for this game to start, because I'm not going to be heartbroken. I'm going to be in first place, still your Sports Talk champion, and I'll be right back here next week, and you'll be crying because your Giants will be losers.
That's okay.
Losers.
Typical
because
Eagle fan.
Eagles have won the last 11 out of 14 games against the
You're
Giants.
Past,
that's a good fact.
Are you bringing up the past again? All right, so I'll bring up some past stuff.
Well, you always bring up the past. That's all New York fans do.
So I'll bring up some past stuff. Right. Let's do it. You know what I mean? The New York football Giants are amazing away from home. Great record away from home. I'm actually excited that we're coming in to the stink. Really, really excited. You know what I mean? You Eagle fans are doing a blackout, because it's going to be a funeral for you guys.
Right.
Period.
Right.
It's going to be a funeral.
Right.
So it should be interesting to see what happens. Now let's break down the game a little bit.
Oh.
I mean, week six was kind of boring.
Right.
Yesterday,
although there was some thrillers. And I mean,
there were
you
some
look
thrillers.
At it. I mean, the Browns and Broncos.
Except for
who
that
would have thought that?
Except for that exceptional play by the Colts in the fourth quarter that probably had Colts fans jumping off the bridge.
You know, and I said this to many people today. I don't understand the logic that Chuck Pagano's doing. When he does that bonehead, probably one of the worst plays I've ever seen in my life, bonehead play on 4th-and-2.
Yeah,
against the Patriots, of all people, too.
Yeah, it was
somebody
dumb.
You cannot avoid mistake with. You do a mistake, and that could have been the game, too.
I don't know what he was trying to do.
I don't either.
He was looking at the, was it Sandlot?
I have the slightest clue. Listen, the only thing I have to say about that play was that was very New York Giant-like.
New York Giants don't make mistakes like that, brother. Speaking like a Eagle hater,
right.
I'll tell you that. But anyway, I am excited. I almost felt like it was like Christmas. I couldn't wait. All day I had
it is definitely Christmas.
Like the feeling,
it's Christmas morning.
I had the feeling of euphoria. Like, I couldn't wait for 6:45, 7 o'clock tonight to get on the air.
But,
and then for 8:30 tonight for kickoff.
Well, here's the thing. We haven't received our gifts yet. Our gifts.
It's an Eagle loss.
Well, I don't know.
That's what it's going to be. It's going to be an Eagle loss.
You know what?
We got
there's some fans
here
saying absolutely what I've been thinking all day.
The Eagles will win
this game, and the Eagles will win this game 27-24. I said it yesterday. I said it last week, and I'll say it right now. Eagles will win this game 27-24.
All right. I think the game would be more like 28-24 Giants. New York Giants win. And let's break it down a little bit.
Sure.
Let's break it down a little. I mean, the key to the game for the New York football Giants is discipline, discipline, discipline.
Is it discipline?
Discipline. And this is why, as long as the Giants are the better team here. As long as on
based off of what?
On paper, the Eagles are the better. They're supposed to be world beaters. You said it beginning of the season.
That world,
4,
I don't use that word, by the way.
12-4, They're going to be unstoppable, win the division.
Well, we will win the division.
Win. No. Sorry, you guys have arguably been the worst team in the league except for last week. You haven't shown really anything. The Skins, who dominated you guys, beat you guys up.
Well, three points is not dominating.
All game dominated you guys.
And three points.
The Skins. I mean, come on. You know what I mean? Give me a break. Talk to me when you can beat the Skins. Period. You know what I mean? So with that being said,
we will win tonight. I promise you.
You're not winning tonight.
All right.
You're going to be upset.
Get that ugly, smelly hat out of here.
It's all about discipline for the New York Football Giants. And the line, I think Schwartz, Pugh, Richburg, Flowers, Newhouse. They're going to protect Eli Manning. Eli Manning has only been sacked four times all season.
I don't care. You didn't play the Eagles. That's what I'm saying.
The Eagles haven't gotten any pressure on anyone except last week.
What?
That's it. You haven't gotten any pressure. You stopped the run. You haven't sacked any. On the other end, Bradford has been sacked like 18 times.
Speaking of Bradford, didn't you say Bradford would be injured by today, by week six? What happened to that?
Tonight. Tonight isn't over. Bradford will be done.
Tonight. He'll be done tonight. For the season.
Tonight.
Okay.
Or if not the season. I never said the entire season. He might be done for at least 4 to 5 games.
Okay.
Tonight.
All right.
I'm telling you, we got three defensive linemen that are back that haven't played for 3 weeks for the New York Football Giants. So it should be interesting.
So what are you going to do when defensive end Fletcher Cox destroys Eli Manning tonight? What are you going to do?
I'm glad you brought that up.
Absolutely.
Because I'm actually worried about that matchup.
Yeah.
He's actually going up against Flowers, who's actually a rookie. You know what I mean? But he's a huge rookie. Flowers is, I think, 6'8", over 350 pounds, but can move really, really quickly. So it's going to be a battle.
Right.
But Fletcher Cox is a veteran. Fletcher Cox is pretty strong. So that's going to be the battle there. But I think the Eagles do some things that are really, really interesting from the standpoint of they bring a lot of late blitzers.
Yeah. No, I agree.
They bring
Let me bring up something, all right?
Yeah, go ahead.
This unemployed, washed up, never has been good punter, which I don't consider punters or kickers athletes. Let me get that straight, okay? So they're not athletes. So they put a crappy jersey on the Rocky statue, and they think that they're invading Philadelphia. Let me tell you something. They're not invading Philadelphia. If that's what gets them off by putting a jersey on top of a statue, you know what gets us off? Winning football games and destroying the Giants. So that's right. You can decorate our little statue with a jersey, and we're going to decorate you guys with a loss.
I'll tell you what. That was pretty cute. That was cute. That was real cute.
That's what you say to that?
You know, yeah, that was cute. Because the New York Football Giants.
Steve Weatherford, who has never done anything.
What? Steve Weatherford has kicked us into the Super Bowl.
Punters aren't athletes.
Hold on. He helped kick us into the Super Bowl.
Give me some. There you go. An Eagles fan. That's what we need.
What's up, brother?
That's what we need.
What's up, brother?
You know? So let me break this down, okay?
He just mentioned invasion. So we essentially invaded Philadelphia, I'm calling it.
Right. Because a punter put a jersey on top of the Rocky statue, and they think that's invading Philadelphia.
He's unemployed. Actually, to be honest with you, he didn't actually do it. A Giants fan living in Philadelphia, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, there's cockroaches all
over
the place.
He's a hell of a guy, by the way, Steve Weatherford, a hell of a guy.
Why? He's a punter.
Listen.
He's a punter.
It is what it is, brother. We have invaded Philadelphia.
You haven't invaded anything.
With a PH.
Right. I know. I get it.
You get it? So with that being said,
right.
I honestly think we have invaded Philadelphia. And there's going to be a lot. You guys are doing what? A blackout tonight?
Yes.
Everyone wear black?
Yes. Absolutely.
You're ready for the funeral.
Absolutely.
You guys
what
are
funeral?
Ready for the funeral. The funeral that the Giants are going to give to you. Period.
Right.
The New York Football Giants.
646-668-2951.
Please call in.
We're coming to you live from Chickie and Pete's right here in Allentown, PA. Right off of good old Hamilton Street.
Yeah,
How about that, by the way?
Come down and enjoy some crab fries. All that good stuff.
Yeah. But, you know, real quickly, I want to get to this, too. It has been reported Odell Beckham is playing. That's no shock. If you thought he wasn't going to play tonight, come on.
It isn't a shock. And, I truly believe, and I'll tell you what they did, too. I just read an article. what the doctors did last week, they shot up his thigh with some type of steroid. And apparently this is supposed to – I'm not a doctor, so don't quote me on it. This is supposed to –
Oh, I'm going
to
quote you, by the
actually
way.
Actually bring more blood flow to the hamstring area.
Right.
And get that acceleration going. So, and on top of that, they're going to put this elastic band that goes around there that should have him – give him the feeling of being normal. So that's a good thing and a bad thing. The bad thing is that in the long run, that could harm him. You know what I mean?
Right.
That could harm him.
Right.
So, but yeah, I'm ecstatic. I mean, 80% Odell Beckham is better than 100% receiver. Seriously, he's a beast.
I guess.
When Jerry Rice says that you're going to break all your records, Jerry Rice, arguably the greatest receiver ever,
right,
in the NFL,
right,
says on his radio show,
right, I
that
got
Odell
it.
Beckham will probably break all his records. Enough said. Enough said. I think the Eagles are going to have their hands full.
Let me read something for you, okay? Let me read this. The Hit, The Miracles, Black Sunday. How many memorable moments have come from the Eagles-Giants rivalry?
I love it.
Or perhaps the better question, Eagles swept the Giants in 2014 behind a pair of impressive victories. Up first, remember last time Black Sunday came along?
Yeah.
You remember 27-0? 27-0. It was a funeral. It was an absolute funeral.
Listen, we'll take it.
The Giants got destroyed.
We did. We'll take it.
And the same thing is going to happen on Black Monday,
really?
Which is today, October 19th,
you're switching it up,
2015.
Huh? We're going to get destroyed, huh?
I'm switching it. I'm saying 27-24 will not be 27-24 anymore.
I'm holding you to that.
I am now saying, and this is just in the last couple of minutes, I'm switching it. 31-17.
Wow.
Eagles.
Wow. From where are you getting this from?
My heart.
You guys shown
that's where my heart.
Your heart.
Right.
Most Eagle fans wear that on their heart because they have nothing else to go for. You haven't won a championship since 1960.
Oh, here
Give
we
me
go.
A break.
Here we go.
What have you guys done? You got to go by your heart. 1960. Matter of fact, who was president in 1960? Was that who was
I president? Love this guy right here, by the way.
Was that John F. Kennedy? No,
no, it was Franklin Roosevelt.
Was Franklin
we went
Roosevelt.
Over this already,
1960,
all right?
Huh?
Yeah, 1960. It doesn't matter. You
okay.
know, either
Franklin
way,
Roosevelt.
Either way, we know what's going to happen. The same result. I'm not saying the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl. I'm not.
Right.
But I think – no, I really do. I think this turns it around tonight, a win, because you can't go 0-3 in the division.
You can't.
So, I really believe
the Eagles have done it before. They've gone 0-3 in the division before, so it can be done.
Well, I'm not saying it could be done, but if they want to win anything this year, you cannot go 0-3 in
and
this
I
division.
Get it. This is a pro-Eagle crowd. We're in the middle of Allentown, Pennsylvania, not far from Philadelphia. We understand.
Whoa.
There's only a few things I like
Ooh.
About Philly. Ultimately, I hate the city. I hate it.
Right.
I do love the history of Philadelphia.
Right.
I love the history. I love the food. And that's about it. The food and the history. Other than that, Pahu. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Listen, go ahead.
Listen, the one thing I have to say, okay, NFC players, it's a big battle because the NFC players of the week defensively and offensively, Fletcher Cox, six tackles, three sacks, two forced fumbles, and one fumble recovery against the Saints. That is domination up the line. Now, Eli Manning, I have to give credit where credit's due. Call a spade a spade. 75.9 completion percentage, 441 yards passing, three touchdowns, 110 passer rating. I get it. He's good. But we're better.
Right, right. And I tell you what, Fletcher, you talk about Fletcher Cox. Fletcher Cox went up against a second and third string offensive player last week. The Saints had injuries left and right. So really call that domination? Okay. Yeah, he dominated a third stringer, fourth stringer on the Saints offensive line, caused the fumble, so on and so forth. Now, that could happen. Fletcher Cox could beat the rookie Flowers tonight, cause a fumble. It can happen.
I think he will.
Things happen. But I tell you what, that Giants line of Schwartz,
right.
Pugh, Richburg, Newhouse, and Flowers, they've held Eli upright. They've held him upright.
I'm not impressed with him.
Literally.
Not
so
impressed.
How are you not impressed? They're talking about that line. Eli Manning has only been sacked four times all season, and they haven't even been dominating sacks. They've been
not playing anybody.
They've been more covered sacks. Who are the Eagles?
You played.
The Eagles don't have the personnel.
The high school San Francisco 49ers.
Right.
Congratulations. You
right.
beat them by 3 points.
Okay.
And is that a big win
or something? You played
You couldn't
injuries.
Beat the Cowboys.
Okay.
You couldn't beat the Falcons. Falcons swept the whole NFC East.
Did you guys beat the Cowboys? Matter of fact, the Cowboys made you guys look like a peewee team. Seriously. In your
a
own
loss
house.
Is a loss, and we both took a loss by them.
And in New York football, matter of fact, the Giants beat themselves that night.
How bad do you have to be to beat yourselves?
We were the better team against
the
Cowboys.
Hey, guys, we just beat ourselves.
The better team against Atlanta. And we're going to be the better team tonight. We're going to dominate the Eagles. We're a better team, period.
I can't wait for this pro-Eagles crowd to eat you up when the Eagles are winning tonight.
I'll take the Eagles might be winning here and there, yes, but not the game. You're not going to win the game. You might win. It might be 10-7 Eagles are up.
Right.
Eagles might score, yes.
Okay.
But at the end of the game, it's going to be 28-24 Giants.
Oh, okay. I don't see it.
Like,
but
listen, both secondaries are awful. I think Eagles are the third worst. Giants are the worst.
Yeah, Giants are the worst.
You know what I mean? Eagles are the third worst. So you can't talk. I mean, you guys are giving up.
Who's worse?
You guys are giving up over 289 yards.
Can you answer the question? You know, who's worse?
I just said it.
Who?
I just said it. I'm not going to repeat it. I just said
He just said Giants were worse.
Okay.
All right.
Number one,
point
running
proven.
Game. Number one, stopping the run. New York football Giants. And that's going to happen.
Care.
I think Murray's
we're not going to run the ball.
We are running the ball. You guys are going to run the ball.
No, we're
not. I think Murray's going to be in the backfield. The X factor for the Eagles and Eagles Nation, you're going to agree with me.
Just say it.
The X factor is going to be Sproles.
Yeah. Well, he's the X factor every game.
And that's sad. You got one player. One player.
Let's go over this, okay? Yards per game. All right? Giants have the edge on that by a little bit. A little bit. 373 yards average as opposed to 339 yards, okay? A little bit of the edge goes to the Giants there. Passing yards per game. Obviously, with the weapons we have, with the weapons we have as opposed to the weapons you have, you would have the edge on that
one. I would hope so.
Wait.
What weapons do you guys have?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What are you guys don't have the personnel. I'm sorry. You got rid of everyone.
However, rushing yards per game, the Eagles actually have the edge on that.
I don't know how, but yeah.
Well, we do. Okay. So this is going to go down tonight as a slugfest.
I think it is. And that's what I like to hear. You just said it's going to be a blowout by the Eagles. I don't, there's no way.
I think
we are the better team.
What?
We are the better team.
Who's we?
The New York football Giants.
Right.
I'll say that over and over again.
I just cannot agree with
you. And he's coming
you.
Back. He's going to be a nightmare, too.
No.
Jason Pierre-Paul will be a nightmare. I see
what's
brother.
He going to do? What's he going to do? He has like three fingers.
Okay.
What's he going to do?
You'll see. You'll see what he'll do.
What's Jason Pierre-Paul going to do?
You'll see.
Hey, Pierre.
He stinks.
You know what I mean?
Get out of here with him.
It's going to be a hell of a game,
so,
man.
So let's go over some things from yesterday, okay? We have the Washington Redskins losing, laying an egg. They stink, by the way. Against the New York Jets, which I said they were going to win. You said the Redskins were going to win. I don't know why you picked them. They stink.
It's all right. You know what I mean? it happens. Things happen.
Right. I got it. But let's go over that. So the Jets beat the Redskins. Redskins cannot be in first place right now.
No,
so
they can't.
Literally, first place is between Giants Eagles.
Literally.
Winner of this game is first place.
First place for a week.
Sole first place.
For a week. You know what I mean?
Well, then you guys have
the Dallas Cowboys next week. We got the Dallas
which
Cowboys.
Is a big NFC East game as well.
That is true. That is true.
And that's, you know, again. However, I don't believe, and this is just me speaking, I don't believe that's going to be as close as you think. I think the Giants blow them out.
What, the Cowboys?
Yeah, I don't see that game being close.
It's a divisional game.
The Cowboys
game,
stink.
And this is why. It's a divisional game. This is why I think it's going to be close. Because the Cowboys know the Eagles. The Eagles know the Cowboys.
Right.
The Giants know the Cowboys. The Cowboys know the Giants, et cetera. It's going to be close.
Yeah, but with Matt Cassel starting, I think the Cowboys stink out loud. And I mean, Dez Bryant either, by the way.
Yeah, no Dez Bryant. I think he's better than Whedon.
And let me tell you this. It very well could be the winner of the NFC East for the whole season will be the winner of this game tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. All right.
It won't be the Redskins.
I'll be honest with you. If the Eagles lose this game, they're not winning the division. They're not.
Well, I know.
They're not going to win the division.
I know. I just
like, period. If the Giants win, the Giants can still win this division. I think the Eagles are going to be they're putting all the chips in. They're literally at the poker table right now, and they're like, here we go. Tonight is the night.
Well, I'm all in. I mean, I'm putting it all on the line. I'm putting the belt on the line. I'm putting my heart and soul on the line, to be honest with you. If we lose this game, next week's show is going to be rough. for me. It's going to be rough.
Well, it's going to be rough.
And it's going to be rough because we need Huff. And that's one of the things I want to talk about. Josh Huff.
Yeah, he does.
Seriously. I mean, without Nelson Aguilar, rookie wide receiver Nelson Aguilar.
Huge, huge loss.
We're going to need somebody to step up. And it's not going to be Riley Cooper. It's not going to be Miles Austin.
It might be Miles.
No, it's not. He stinks.
Miles might.
He stinks.
You know?
It will not be Miles Austin. It will be Josh Huff. So Huff, make it rough, and let's roof.
Yeah, it should be.
I don't understand what that meant.
I don't know what the hell that was. Seriously. But in all honesty.
Yeah.
Honesty, excuse me.
Yeah.
The New York football Giants are going to have their hands full tonight.
I think they will. I think they will. I think the New York Giants will have their hands full. Darren Sproles, very hard to contain. DeMarco Murray, whatever. Jordan Matthews. I mean, Jordan Matthews is going to be possibly another key in this game.
He's questionable.
You said Darren Sproles. No, that's Ryan Matthews.
Excuse me, that's Ryan. Yeah. Okay.
Jordan Matthews will definitely be playing tonight. And that's going to be another – I think Jordan Matthews could be a key to this game tonight. If you can shut down Jordan Matthews with that horrible Giants secondary, worst in the league, then I think the Giants actually have a chance.
The Giants have a chance?
Yeah.
I think it's easy. I don't think that's a hard thing to do.
Right.
The Giants are the better team.
Even with
all the yards we give up,
right?
The New York football Giants, they're hard hitters, and they're number one turnover differential. They force more turnovers than any other team in the league. Guess who's the second? The New York Jets are the second.
Wait, what?
The New York football Giants.
The Philadelphia Eagles are the number two team in the league on turnovers.
Giants are number one.
No, they're not.
Look it up. Look it up.
I will.
Look it up.
We don't have time to look it up now, but I guarantee you, because after last week, Eagles were number two, number one being the Broncos. Okay?
We'll see.
I'm just saying.
I don't
know
about that.
Now, some other games yesterday. Let's go over some of these games yesterday. I really want to talk about this, okay? I mean, first of all, you have a lot of weird games
Dolphins
yesterday.
Dolphins-Saints.
Wait, what? Dolphins-Saints. Houston beating – that was such
Titans.
A bad game. Houston beating the Jaguars 31-20. Detroit finally winning a game. They stink. And you know what? That was a horrible call, by the way.
What's that?
That horrible call with the Lions and the Bears game. I don't know if you saw it.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly an interception. Oh,
and
I don't know what
a
catch is. That's terrible. And then, of course, we have, you know, Denver beating the Cleveland Browns 26-23. Peyton Manning is shot.
I don't know what to – I don't know. I thought he would actually be
right
accustomed to the offense by now. I mean, we're 6 weeks in.
Yeah, I mean, for a guy of that stature, you would think he could grasp this offense a little quicker than he has, because right now I don't think he has grasped anything about that offense.
Nothing. It's been interesting. The defense carried him again.
Right.
Defense carried. I think Peyton had three interceptions.
Right.
Tough.
Yeah.
Tough.
Some other scores here from yesterday: Cincinnati 34, Buffalo 21. Cincinnati is 6-0. I cannot believe Cincinnati is 6-0.
I told you they're the real deal, man. They're the real deal. Andy Dalton is playing his tail off. The defense is.
Ginger Superman.
Every time you say that. You know.
And then we have New England beating the Colts 34-27. And if it wasn't for that stupid play on fourth and two, who knows? The Colts could be winners today.
Could you imagine being a Colts fan right now?
No, because that's embarrassing.
I would love to see what the morning paper said about the Colts. Seriously.
I would love, seriously.
Total debacle.
Then we have Carolina. How about that? Going into Seattle.
I called it.
27. Oh, well, you didn't call a lot of the games. I'll tell you that much.
Hold on.
Better record.
We're talking about this game. I called it.
Okay, great.
As a matter of fact, many of the games that I called happened. There were some wins.
Well, I did have a better record than you yesterday, by the way.
No, you did.
Yes, I did. I looked it up.
Just wanted to hear you say that. No, you did.
Right. It's ridiculous. Another thing I want to talk about, okay? Pittsburgh. Oh, called this game. Pittsburgh beating the Cardinals 25-13.
What do you want? A new belt?
Well, I mean, you announced it, so I'm going to announce mine.
Usually
Pittsburgh,
do.
The Usually Steelers, do. Getting their first win against the Cardinals in 3 years, by the way. How about
that? I think that was a hell of a game, too. I mean,
that was a very, very nice game, yes.
For Pittsburgh to actually come back after losing Vic to a hamstring.
That's an awful jersey, by the way.
That's an
awful hat, too.
That's an awesome, awesome hat. New York Giants fans coming into Chickie and Pete's. We're loving it right now. Keep coming. Keep coming, Giants fans.
How about another game I want to get to here?
What's that?
Minnesota beating the Chiefs only by 16-10. That may have been the most boring game of the afternoon.
Well, we said that. I mean, Adrian Peterson didn't have a good game. He only
terrible.
Had, what, I think 60 yards.
Yeah. San Francisco beating Buffalo 25-20. Eh.
That was a hell of a game.
Hell of a game. I guess. You know? Green Bay beating the San Diego Chargers 27-20. That, my friends, was a great game.
That was a great game.
That went forever, by the way.
I think that San Diego just got robbed twice.
Oh, well.
I mean, unbelievable. Could you believe? I mean, Rivers must be sick to his stomach. 5 seconds the week, five seconds, let Bell run it in a.
That's bad.
That was a tough loss. And then last night, you throw the out and up, and it almost gets picked off.
Right.
With no time remaining. That was tough.
No, absolutely.
I feel for San Diego.
I don't feel for them at all, but, you know, that's the way life works sometimes in the NFL.
I feel for
them. Then you have that game last night, that heartbreaking game. So right now, really, this is the game of the week. All those other games we just talked about.
That's not even a discussion.
Right.
You know, this is the game of the week.
Right. Next week, looking forward to next week.
There are a lot
Eagles,
of
Eagles, Panthers,
games.
Giants, Cowboys. I mean, there's a lot of big games next week. Jets, Patriots.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of good games next week. So next week for football is going to be huge. However, this week lacked a little bit on the early games. The early games stunk.
Yeah.
However, this is the real game. This is almost like SummerSlam. If you were to look in wrestling terms,
you in wrestling again, I tell you.
Well, I have to bring it up, for all the wrestling fans out there.
Let's talk about mixed martial arts. Let's talk about that.
I hear cricket.
You want to talk about wrestling?
Cricket.
Are you kidding me? Let me tell you something. The New York Giants need this game. They've lost 11 out of the 14 games against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Who needs this game win more?
That's a great question, man. That is a great question. I honestly think it's a tie. I think ultimately the New York football Giants, they lose this game, they can still survive. I honestly think the Eagles lose this game because they're putting their chips in, man. I mean, they told the fans to come. It's a blackout, this, that, and the other. Listen, if they lose this game, they're in trouble. They're in trouble. With the Panthers coming next week, it is detrimental that the Philadelphia Eagles win this game tonight.
All right. I actually would say – I say this. I say it's detrimental for both teams, and here's why. Because the New York Giants, if they lose this game – and I don't have – there's no logic in this, really. But if they lose this game, they're losing to the Cowboys next week as well.
No way.
He's
smoking
some
good
stuff. Oh, yeah.
With Castle starting?
This is how much – I don't care if Castle starts. I don't care if the Empire starts.
The
bottom line is this.
Sure.
The New York Giants have to win this game tonight. They have to win. If they lose this game, they're going into next week losers, and they have to fight a Cowboys team that has been rested. I don't like it. I don't like the matchup for the Giants next week either.
I don't like the Eagles for this matchup tonight. That's what I don't like. I think the Giants are the better team. They're going to dominate.
Not at all.
The Eagles – have not done anything all season except one game against the Saints.
What have you guys
done? A lot.
Like what?
A lot.
Name them.
We should be 5-0.
Should be 5-0, and they're not.
That's the bottom line.
If you should
all
be,
the commentators say it.
You could be
5-0.
You would. Nobody's saying that. You guys
many,
stink.
Many, many commentators.
I don't know what you're
looking at.
Let me guess. They're all from New York.
No, not at all. Not at all. Not at all. But I'll tell you what. The Giants are going to have their hands full. I'll tell you that. The 12th man is going to be revved up.
Tell me why they're going to have their hands full.
I'll tell you why. The 12th man is going to be revved up, right? Totally. The New York football Giants are going to need to run the ball. The Eagles are going to have that front seven. The Eagles are going to – we got some fans here heckling, and I love it. I love it. The Eagles are going to try to stop the run, right? They're going to try to stop the run here.
I had to get a drink. Sorry.
It's all right. What the Eagles do,
they got me all fired up.
They do a lot of delayed blitzes. Okay, so the Giants need to be ready for that, period. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Speaking of fired up, I'm fired up. You're riled up. That's what I think it's time for. It's time for riled up.
I'm so riled up.
Let's go to Brenda.
Jacks. She has some questions here. For those of you listening, Sports Talk Nation, Brenda, our beautiful, beautiful co-host here, she has some beautiful questions.
And I'm going to be Drew Rosenhaus to say.
From the fans.
Next question.
From the fans, basically. From the fans here at Chickie and Pete's, and it's getting packed. So here we go.
What's the question, Brenda?
First question is from Jason and Vanessa. They're from Allentown, and they're Eagles fans.
Ah, they're smart people.
Which team will wind up with the better record at the end of the season?
That's such an easy question.
And what will the record be?
That's an easy question.
The Giants will be 8-8.
Really?
Eagles will be 9-7 and winning the division. 9-7 wins the division.
Right, right. I got the Giants at 10-6.
What?
10-6.
Giants at
10-6. 10-6.
How are they doing that?
Winning the division. How are the Eagles being 9-7?
Do you want to go through the schedule?
The Eagles are going to be 8. We already did that. The Eagles are going to be 8-8.
The Eagles
are losing today. They're losing next week.
No.
That puts them at, yes, the Panthers are going to beat you guys. They're a better team defensively.
No.
Defensively, they're a better
team. They're a better team. Cam Newton, I don't know who he's throwing the ball to over there.
You know what I mean?
Period. Listen.
It's going to be interesting.
And you know what? Because the Panthers beat the Seahawks, I like the matchup now for the Eagles. I really do. And I said that yesterday. I do. If the Panthers won that game,
right,
I like it a lot better. But because they won, I like it better. If they would have lost to the Seahawks, they'd be mad. They'd be going back to their home. They would smoke the Eagles that week. And I'm an Eagles fan. I'm saying that.
So,
but
I think it's going to be a hell of a game next week.
Oh, absolutely.
I honestly do.
But let's talk about this hell of a game coming up.
Ultimately, well, you brought it up.
Right.
Ultimately, the New York Football Giants will have the better record.
No.
We have the better team.
Absolutely
not. The Eagles don't have the personnel. I mean, period. Point blank. Enough said.
Right, right. Eagles will be 9-7, win the division. Giants will be 8-8 and lose the division.
We'll see.
Oh,
we'll see.
Bank on it.
We'll see.
I'm
locking up the division.
Next question.
Mike and Candace from Allentown. They're Eagles fans.
Right. Mike and Candace.
Okay. Rushing game is tight tonight. Who should be the go-to running back? Murray? Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark.
I'm going to answer this
question
with two words. Ryan Matthews. All right? Ryan Matthews should be the running back tonight. He won't be because of all the money they've spent and blew on DeMarco Murray, but he should be the running back. DeMarco Murray, I've said it all week, he's a no-cut runner. He cannot run. He does not fit this system. Ryan Matthews fits this system a heck of a lot better. And I got also more news for you here. Darren Sproles, Ryan Matthews, if they would be the running backs this year, I would have so much more faith. Even if DeMarco Murray got injured for the year, it would be better for the Eagles this year. And I mean what I'm saying, too.
So I like that. I like that. But you're wrong. I think tonight Matthews coming off a groin pull, he's actually questionable. I think he might do more harm than good, to be honest with you. I say run the ball with Murray conservatively and use Sproles where need be, but I think Matthews tonight harms you. Ultimately, I think he's a better running back. He does. He makes his own holes. He actually forms his he reminds me of Shady. He reminds me of Shady a lot.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So yes, if he's healthy, he hurts the Giants tonight.
I agree.
But he's not. He has a huge
groin pull. And that's what I feel about Odell Beckham too. I think because
he's not
injured.
Odell's level, though. Odell's on a different level.
Oh, please.
He is.
Brenda, next question.
He's on a different level.
Right, right. Different level as in what?
The last question is from Scott and Rich.
Their
coach is out in Allentown.
Oh, I believe they were some of my coaches. Parkland High School, but I'm not going to mention that, by the way.
Don't you think that it's too obvious that when Andre Williams gets put out there, who's from the Lehigh Valley, may I say.
Right.
That they will be running the football. Isn't it really obvious that they do that?
It's a good question. No, only because I think Andre Williams this year has – I think last year we saw Andre Williams be Andre Williams. This year, I think he's kind of taken a step back, and I mean that too. I think Andre Williams this year took a step back, and I don't know why, but he did.
I can tell you why.
Okay.
I think Shane Vereen, who has made the plays, and I think the Eagles are going to have their hands full with him tonight, big time, amongst many. But Shane Vereen has taken a lot of the snaps, has been amazing for the New York Football Giants coming out.
Right.
Especially when we run bootleg, so on and so forth. I think Andre's going to have a hell of a game tonight. I think Andre scores a touchdown.
No.
Up front, when the Eagles run their stunts, they do a lot of stunts, a lot of misdirection stunts. The Giants match that. It's going to cause a hole to open up. And either Jennings or Andre Williams from the Lehigh Valley is going to have a gaping hole. You mark my word. I'm going to say there it is. And I know it when I see the formation. I know when it's coming. on both sides.
Let me tell you something. Here's what's going to happen, okay? Andre Williams, and remember this too, and I'm gonna call him out, Rich and Scott. Andre Williams stats tonight: 8 rushes for 44 yards, no touchdowns,
and a touchdown.
No touchdowns.
He might.
That's going to be the stats. We'll see if I'm right. But that's going to be the stats. By the way, no rusher has rushed for more than 100 yards over the Eagles since week 10 of last year.
And I'll give you another stat. The New York Football Giants, speaking of rushing, we haven't scored a rushing touchdown at the link since 2009. That's insane. That ends tonight.
I don't know if it ends tonight. Don't jinx yourself.
That ends tonight. I'm not
Garcia said, there's no jinx.
Garcia. I mean, come on. Literally.
Remember he said back in 2006, by the way?
The name of the game tonight is discipline, discipline, discipline for the New York Football Giants.
Right, right.
On both sides. I think defensively,
no, I would agree.
If you understand who you're playing and what the personnel is, play it. I think Spags, I'm glad that I remember this. Spagnuolo, who's the New York Giants football defensive coordinator.
Oh, Eagles know who he is.
Actually, yeah, they do. Actually drafted Bradford. So he knows Bradford's tendencies.
That's true.
I guarantee, Spags is good for cooking up something special for big games. He's done it for both Super Bowls. You know what I mean? Actually, one Super Bowl. Field was there for the other. But Spags has done it for a lot of big games, including facing the Eagles and the Cowboys and the Skins. I think we're going to, with Hosley actually playing for Prince tonight, he's going to have some help for Hosley. And Hosley has locked down Dez Bryant before. So it's going to happen again tonight. I think Spags is going to win the defensive battle tonight.
I don't see it happening. I see Bradford. And you know what? And listen, I know Eagles obviously are on the field practicing right now, but please listen to me. Do not run the ball tonight. Just pass and air it out. You can with these Giants. The Giants stink on their secondary side. So take advantage of that. Take advantage of no Prince
Mukamara. The Eagles are awful. I think Eli's going to have...
So then air it out against us.
We are. We're going to run the ball.
All right, we'll see.
And we're going to be able to run the ball. I think that Giants are going to do some stunts that are going to confuse the Eagles defensively and offensively.
What's going to be confusing is when the Giants just up and down the field, 3 and out. I can see that happening. I really can.
I can see... I mean, this year, that's been the Eagles. 3 and out. You guys have not been consistent. You haven't sustained a full drive except for last week. And even then, you still threw 2 picks. You still threw 2 picks in the end zone. That's going to happen. As a matter of fact,
let me ask you this. If they're touchdowns,
Kamara gets a pick six tonight.
Yeah, okay. He couldn't catch a cold for us. Listen, if those are touchdowns instead of interceptions, what happens? Let me ask you that. What happens? Because that would have been 50 points last week.
That's against the Saints,
who, by the way, destroyed the Falcons.
And I'll tell you why they destroyed the Falcons.
Yeah, go ahead.
A divisional game. I think the Falcons came in there undefeated, the big hay face, so on and so forth.
Okay. Well, I mean,
You know what I mean?
We'll see.
It should be interesting.
Yeah.
It should be interesting. So I'll tell you what, some stats here going into the game tonight.
Okay.
7 out of 6 times the Giants and Eagles have met, the Eagles have won. 7 out of 6 times recently.
Well, 11 out of the last 14, by the way.
Right.
I mean,
that's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge. Tonight will be the 60th time that the New York Football Giants are on a Monday night, and it's going to be a beautiful night.
Do you know Sam Bradford is 0-3 on Monday Night Football, by the way?
He'll be 0-4.
No, he won't.
He'll be 0-4
tonight. That ends
tonight.
That streak ends tonight. Bradford gets a win tonight. That's what I see happening. But go ahead. What was the other stat you had here?
6 times, the number of times Eli Manning has thrown for over 300 yards against the Philadelphia Eagles. Tonight will be the seventh. You know,
I want to know how many of those 6 times were actual wins, though.
Actually, 4 out of the 6.
The only reason they're throwing so much is because they're down by so much.
No, what?
Yeah.
Please, the only time we've been down by a lot was last year, 27 to zip. And Coach said it. Coach said the Giants last year underestimated the Eagles. They came in there. The Giants played consistently throughout the year last year, and then they underestimated the Philadelphia Eagles. I think tonight that gets fixed. I think the Giants start off fast tonight. I think the Giants start off disciplined tonight. It's all about discipline. And I'm ready for it, man.
Oh, listen, I'm very, very ready for it, okay? You know what else I'm ready for?
What's that, bro?
I'm ready for Deku Autobody. All right? I don't have it in front of me, but I'm just going to wing it. This is what live radio does.
This is it.
But Deku Autobody is your Autobody specialist. I don't know their number. I know they're at 1135 Howardtown Road in North Catasauqua. All right? Go to DekuAutobody.com. You can get updated repair status online. You can actually watch your vehicle getting fixed.
That's
okay?
It.
You can go to DekuAutobody.com and watch your vehicle getting fixed. Snapshots of your vehicle, stuff like that. Also, Lehigh Valley Faces is your only marketing firm in Pennsylvania. Forget
Period.
Eastern Pennsylvania. Just Pennsylvania, okay? You go to LVFaces.com.
That's it.
I don't know the number because
I
don't have that sheet in front of me.
The premier marketing firm.
Right,
baby.
Exactly.
LVFaces.com, ladies
there you
and gentlemen.
Go. Back to the game. You know, I just had to get those sponsors out of the way. But back to the game, all right?
Yeah.
I really am excited for this game. I don't think it will be a letdown. If the Eagles lose this game, they cannot come back. If the Giants lose this game, I don't think they can come back either because they have the Cowboys next week, and the Cowboys are coming in here with a week rest.
Listen, the Giants have the personnel to come back, period.
No,
we have a two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Hold on. Did you hear that? I heard a cockroach in the house.
Did he say go Giants? Yeah, I think it sounded like go Giants.
No, but somebody said go Cowboys, I feel like.
I don't think so.
Wow.
Hey, listen. We're here.
Wow.
We're here at Chickie and Pete's in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Right.
It's getting packed. Come on down. Get a good seat, ladies and gentlemen.
You got to have the crab fries, by the way. And we were talking about this yesterday.
Oh, man, I love the crab fries.
How about the pizza with the ranch?
You and the ranch.
No, because
where are you going to buy stock in ranch?
Listen, Hidden Valley has the worst ranch. I don't know why that was funny, but Hidden Valley has the worst ranch. Chickie and Pete's and a couple other places I like has the best ranch. Domino's also a good ranch, by the way.
Right. Domino's?
Domino's I got a couple shrugs by people. I like ranch, all right? I need to have ranch with everything.
Let me tell you a story.
Go ahead. Is this a true story, by the way?
My beautiful co-host here, literally, he drinks ranch.
I don't drink ranch.
He drinks it. Literally. I mean everything ranch. I mean, he'll put ranch.
Hey,
I don't know what he what.
Hey, listen.
He puts ranch on everything.
No.
Listen, on everything.
I don't put ranch on everything, all right?
Everything. Dude, I'm going to buy you. Your birthday's next week, by the way.
My birthday's Saturday,
and I'm actually going to buy you a bucket of ranch for your birthday.
And then, you know what? I said this before. Can you believe this stat? The Eagles on my birthday weekend for the last 8 years are 0-8. That means they're losing against the Panthers, apparently.
Well, listen.
Another cute stat for those Eagles fans out there.
It's a pretty neat stat.
Right, it is. You don't even know what I'm going to say, though.
I don't know.
Okay. Do you realize the last five opponents that the Eagles beat all started with new? The New York Giants last year to end the season.
Oh, boy.
The New York Jets this year.
Oh, boy.
The New Orleans Saints.
The stuff this
and
guy
now
comes
tonight,
out
with. The New York Giants.
Right,
so
right.
How about that? That
was pathetic, bro.
What do you mean?
How long did it take for you to make that up?
I thought of it myself, by the way.
Yeah, it was pretty
neat. It was very neat.
It was pretty cute.
It was.
I mean, are you kidding me? That's ridiculous.
I liked it. I mean, it, you know.
Listen, Eli Manning, 8 TDs in the past 4 games, the most in the NFL. And guaranteed, it continues tonight. Eli Manning, 8 TDs. 8.
Who cares about Eli Manning,
you know what I mean?
At this point?
It's going to happen, man.
What's going to happen?
You better care about Eli Manning.
By the way.
Fletcher Cox better. Thurman better. Maxwell's going to get burnt for 2 touchdowns tonight. Trust me.
You know who's getting
it's
inducted into the Eagles Hall of Fame
who
tonight,
the
by the
cares?
Way? Brian Westbrook.
Jeez, I hate
who
that guy.
Exactly. You hate that guy because he kicked your butt every single time he played you.
I hated Brian Westbrook.
And you
I'll
know
tell you
it's
what. I respect him. I respect him.
You have to.
But he's going to be an omen.
B. West, you're a good man.
He's going to be an omen tonight for the Eagles. He's going to be an omen tonight. I think the Eagles lose tonight. And the Giants, and there's another stat. The Eagles need to start off fast, man.
Well, they
need to start off fast.
Well,
period. You know, the Eagles, 80 of the 117 points have been scored. 80 of out of 117 points have been scored.
What?
In the second half.
So what?
What that says is that
Eagles are Eagles cannot start games.
The Philadelphia Eagles have not started off well at all.
Right.
You haven't
I
looked
got
good
it. I got
in the
it.
Third, not even in the fourth quarter. The third quarter,
we're slow starters. I got it.
The third quarter is, and you can't do that with the New York Giants. You can't.
No, I would agree. I would agree with you on that. Yeah,
in the division, you got to start off fast.
No,
I
agree.
Think the Giants have to do the same thing.
I agree. Keys of the game will be coming up for both of us
definitely.
In 5 minutes' time. But right now, Let's go. With what, just real quickly, three thoughts, or maybe even just two thoughts you had about yesterday, by the way. What shocked you and what didn't shock you so much?
I mean, I picked the game, but what shocked me was the Panthers going into the 12th man's house,
right,
and beating the Legion of Boom. I mean, they have some issues right now. I think.
Absolutely.
I think, like I said, the offensive line for the Seattle Seahawks, rough, and their secondary, I don't think Cam Chancellor is officially back yet. So you're still thinking about that contract. And I think another interesting game, somehow I thought that the Redskins would beat the Jets. The Jets historically.
I don't know why you
thought
that.
Jets are for real, man. Even though the Eagles.
Can you believe the Jets are 4-1 with that one being the Eagles?
I can't. And honestly, the Jets dominated that game for the most part against the Philadelphia Eagles. But they're for real, man. They beat the Eagles, and they beat the Skins yesterday. Hopefully they don't run shop.
Wait,
you just
said they beat the Eagles. You mean they beat the Giants?
Excuse me, they beat
Well, I don't know what you were
Redskins,
getting at
there. Excuse me, the Jets. Excuse me, Jets lost to the Eagles.
Right.
I don't know what the hell I was saying.
I don't know where that was going.
I don't know where it was going.
You
but anyway,
were off in La La Land.
But yeah, so not even. But tell me about two or three things that interested you.
I think the two things that interested me the most yesterday. First of all, the Colts awful call.
Bad.
I've never seen a worse call. It's fourth and two. There is one snapping it to one guy. There's four players around him on defense. And then everyone else is on the right side. So you know what? I love when the referee, Tony Corrente, said, penalty. they lined up the entire right side. I'm just like, I cannot believe that's terrible football.
Yeah, terrible.
Chuck Pagano should be slapped for that.
Yeah, that was terrible.
I don't know what he was doing.
Like I said, I thought he was thinking about the Sandlot a bit too much.
I cannot.
There's no excuse for that. Like, at all.
And then another thing I think that really, really shocked me yesterday was Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't know why it shocked me because I picked it, but I picked it out of my hatred for the Arizona Cardinals.
Listen, I didn't see their third-string quarterback coming back and playing really well. I think he fits them better than Vic right now. I think he fits it better than Vic.
I don't know about better than Vic.
I think he does. I think Vic is still learning the plays, and he's quick to the plays.
Quick Vic.
You know what I mean?
We'll see. But definitely those two games were the things that really stood out to me yesterday. Pittsburgh 25, Arizona 13. I mean, wow.
Yeah. Listen, I did not see that coming.
No.
Man.
And I told you, though. I told you that game because Arizona cannot travel well. And Arizona is coming to the Eagles. That may be a good – I mean, you never know about that game. Can you give me that credit at least?
Yeah, you never know about that
because
game.
Because the Arizona Cardinals travel horribly, and they have to travel – to the same exact state they were in yesterday.
I see the Eagles winning that game.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I see the Eagles winning that game.
That says something, too.
Arizona, I mean, it could go both ways. I don't think they're going to dominate them.
I don't think
offensively the Eagles could stay with them. I think special teams and defense wins that game for the Eagles.
Absolutely, I would agree. I would agree completely.
Period.
I would agree.
You know, it should be interesting. And, yeah, they come to the link.
Let's go. Keys to the game tonight. This is how the New York – I'll get to how the Eagles win. How do the New York Giants win tonight? Stefan.
The New York football Giants, like I said before, discipline, discipline, discipline. They need to focus. Eli – and I say it every time Eli steps back. He needs to focus because Chip Kelly – is going to have some tricks up his sleeve. I think the Eagles do a lot of stunts, a lot of misdirection. They focus on quite a few rushing the quarterback stunts going around the corner. I think one key play that the Giants need to focus on in stopping from the Eagles offensively is the Eagles screen. The screens. They could be killers tonight. Okay, and then also the up and out. That up and out needs to get stopped tonight. Okay, we need to put Unga on Sproles, on whoever, Murray, whoever's coming out that backfield. And that, from a defensive standpoint, is the key. Offensively, protect Eli, man. I think he's going to rip the Eagles up. I think he's going to rip them up big time. I think we have an array of offensive packages that the Eagles are going to have to go up against, and it's going to be tough for them, period. So, discipline, understand what you need to do, stay on top of your opponent, Okay. That's the way to go.
All right. Can I give you my keys now?
Yeah, go ahead. Yes,
all right.
Keys.
My keys of the game. Get Sproles involved early. Get him involved early and often, number one. And number two, and I'm serious about this, ditch the running game tonight. Ditch the running game because the Giants can stop the run. And I think the Giants, if they want to win this game, Giants have to do the same thing as well. Ditch the running game and start going in the air because Giants can beat us through the air. And you know what? We can beat the Giants through the air. So Bradford needs to air it out early. And I don't mean dink and dunk. I mean air it out. A couple 30-yard, 40-yard bombs, please, because the Bradford, that's airing it out. So please air it out. Bradford needs to air it out. Sproles needs to be involved. And we need to protect, like we did last week, Bradford. If we do that, I think the Eagles win this game. If the Eagles score three touchdowns or more, they win this game. And they have to win the turnover battle. They absolutely have to win the turnover battle. If they turn the ball over like they did last week against the Saints, even if it's two times, okay? Because the Eagles get turnovers, but you cannot give turnovers. You cannot give turnovers. If they do that, game, absolutely.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with a lot of what you said.
Yeah.
Honestly, the Giants have to protect Eli. Eli has to play smart. He has to focus. And the turnover battle is huge on both teams, but running the ball, historically, the Eagles and Chip Kelly's offense starts with the run. That's what he sets everything up with, from
right.
the screen to the long bomb to the mid-range pass, dink and dunk. And I think there's going to be a lot of dinking and dunking.
Right, absolutely.
A key play for the New York Football Giants,
yeah,
Larry Donnell. You guys don't have the personnel to stop him. I think he goes up in the middle of the field and has a long, long day.
See, I don't see that one. But
I'm telling you.
Whatever.
I'm telling you. And he's going to be a killer for you guys. Odell, Randall, Donnell, Vereen. There's too many weapons. There's too many. You guys don't have the personnel. I've been saying it all year. On paper, you guys are world beaters. It's not happening tonight.
I can't wait to
happening.
Prove you wrong tonight.
Period.
And it's going to be happening in less than a half hour.
Boy, give me some dap for that.
So I cannot wait.
I love it.
To
love
prove
it.
You wrong. Still walk out of here the champ tonight.
Right,
Eagles
right.
are going to be in first place next week.
Maybe not.
But what if we are? That'll be the ultimate. Maybe. And if Bradford is still standing,
even better.
By week 7, that would be the ultimate
even
killer
better.
For you.
Not, it won't be a killer because the Giants will be okay. Even if we
wait
do
a
lose,
second, wait a second.
Even if we do, the Giants will be okay. What I do know
are you
is,
are you trying to get soft on me and go
whoa,
and say
whoa.
The Eagles might win this?
The Eagles will never win.
Okay.
Never win. This.
All right. I was going to say.
I just told you you don't have the personnel. Are not a good team. You haven't shown it all year.
Okay.
The only thing you guys did well was against the Saints, who were depleted defensively. Depleted.
But they
and
crushed
offensively.
The Falcons.
So give me a break.
But they crushed the
because
Falcons.
Because it's a divisional game. I already told you why.
What is that?
It's a divisional game. They know each other. They're
and this is
up.
A divisional game, too.
Right. And this Come is on. Why the Eagles are going to lose. Because the what? Giants know you guys. And the Eagles don't have the personnel. You guys are not a good team. This year, you're not. Just, I mean, it's you're not. You can't go for three games you look like you guys. You guys, I can see if you lost three games, but you guys looked awful. I mean, bad. Bad, bro. And then even the first half last week, you look bad.
Right, right.
I mean, give me a break.
First half, I would not agree with. I would say definitely the first quarter, Sam Bradford. And this is what I said. The key to the game tonight,
right.
I hope the Eagles are practicing right now because they need five quarters to be a complete game. This first quarter, they always need to get out of their system. So I hope the Eagles are playing right now, practicing. And acting like it's a quarter of football because Bradford that way can get the interceptions out of the way. He can start intercepting it right now while it
that.
Doesn't count. And then by the first quarter, a.k.a. the second quarter.
Right.
Honestly, if they right. do that, they can get it all out of their system early. And the Eagles definitely can win this game that way.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a hell of a game. I mean, kudos to the Eagles
yes.
from this standpoint
yep.
for getting their fans revved up, so on and so forth. But the Giants are going to be too dominant. I think we're the tougher team, we're the better team. We have more weapons offensively.
Right.
I think defensively, we're going to sack Bradford and cause a turnover. I think we have the Giants have three defensive linemen that haven't played that are usually starters starting tonight. Watch out, Bradford.
I do not see it
with his huge uniform.
Nope.
He's going to, yeah.
Oh, I will agree. That's the only thing I will agree with you. Sam Bradford's uniform does not fit him correctly.
Listen, can the Giants contain Sproles? No. We can't. We're going to need three guys. That guy is literally a lethal weapon.
But do you agree that
he's
Sam
the guy
Bradford...
that caused the Giants to lose the game tonight?
Who?
Sprouls. Period.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
period.
I was going to say.
Not Bradford.
Right.
I think Bradford's going to make the mistakes. I mean, honestly.
I think Bradford has a turnover tonight, but I don't think it's a – I think it's a costly turnover in the fact of 3 points, but I don't see it being a costly turnover.
I think Bradford throws a pick six tonight. Spags knows him. Spags is going to have some interesting
stuff
that the Eagles have not seen yet. I'm telling you. He's going to have some nickel, some cover two, just mixing in and out there that the Eagles have not seen, and it's going to pay off. I'm telling you. He drafted him. He was the head coach with the Rams. He scouted him left and right. It's going to be interesting tonight.
I don't see it. I really don't see it. I see this game, while it will be close, I see the Eagles, like they always do in the fourth quarter, look very, very well, play very, very well.
I can see that. And the Giants stink in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
So, and that's, you know, that should be interesting there.
Oh, we got a Giants fan that agrees with you. Look at that.
Yeah, we do.
Fourth quarter's your enemy.
We play three quarters strong. We dominate the game, and then we slip down at the end. We have to play a full game tonight.
Do you?
It has to be a full
do
game.
Do you? Yes or no?
And the Eagles need to score four touchdowns to beat the Giants tonight, not three. They score four, they win. You score three, the Giants' offense is way too potent, way too potent. The Giants have too many weapons. The Eagles do not have the personnel.
Your weapons are not at 100%,
Wait. We're not – don't take Odell Beckham out of it.
Yeah.
We still have more weapons.
Right.
We still do.
I don't agree, but
– Vereen, Donnell, Ty. I mean, are you kidding me? Jennings.
Why is that
– are you serious?
He's not a weapon.
Who?
Ty?
He is.
No.
He's going to be tonight. He's going to be tonight. Watch out now. I'm telling you.
No, I don't see that weapon being a factor tonight. Actually, I don't see that weapon being a factor.
He was a
the
factor
whole game.
Last week. Yes, he had a good game last week.
You played a high school team last week.
Okay. We played the Niners?
Yes. Play a real team like the Eagles, all right?
The Eagles are not. What have the
I guarantee
the
you,
Eagles shown?
It's not going to be
what,
playing the Niners.
What
this
have
week.
The Eagles shown?
It'll be playing the Philadelphia Eagles.
Me? Typical Eagle fans, you've done nothing. But you have everything. I'll tell you what. Give me your closing thoughts.
My closing thoughts? You know what? Give me your closing thoughts.
I just asked you to give me your closing thoughts, really?
I want to give mine last because I have something to say to this live crowd.
Unbelievable. This guy. Listen, closing thoughts here. Keep it really simple. New York Football Giants win 28-24 because we're the better team, period. The Eagles, they don't have the personnel, period. They don't have the personnel. They have the fans. They have the 12th man, which is good. But I think there's going to be a lot of sad faces leaving the stadium. It's going to be great. Go blue. Go Giants blue. And this is an Eagles crowd, so let's hear it.
All right. First of all, I want to say something, okay? And you know what? And this is great because there's a lot of Eagles fans here. You know, I have some teachers and coaches from high school that are here. I have my beautiful girlfriend's here. My parents are here. You know what? Only thing I have to say in front of every single person here is what you're going to do. And I'm going to steal this from Hulk Hogan. What you're going to do when the Eagles run wild on the New York Giants? Odell Beckham or not, that hair sucks, by the way. All right? So let me hear it, Eagles fans. Do the Eagles win tonight, yes or no?
I heard a lot of no's.
I heard a lot of yeses, all right?
I heard a lot
of
no's.
So that's my closing thoughts. I want to thank everyone for coming out here to Chicken Pete. Hang with us. We'll be watching the game
at least till
halftime. But honestly, Eagles win this 27-24 Eagles.
All right. Go Big Blue.
Yes. And
Suck.
That's the thing. E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles.
Let me end it with suck. Thank you.
Right. All right, everybody. Take care.
Overrated.
Bye-bye.